Around 50,000 people have turned out in Tokyo for one of the biggest anti-nuclear protests in Japan's history. It's 6 months since the Fukushima disaster, and the protest is an indication of just how badly people think that accident was handled. Our reporter Mark Willacy joined me a short time ago from the middle of the crowd.
I'm in Meiji Park in central Tokyo, where there's a rally which has been called the Goodbye Nuclear Power Plant 50,000 People Rally. It's been organised for what is a public holiday here in Tokyo, and I have to say they probably have reached their target of 50,000 people. It is absolutely packed here, and there are people as far as the eye can see. So from the organisers' perspective, they've probably managed to pull the biggest anti-nuclear crowd since the Fukushima meltdowns.
Now, maybe a year ago, if somebody had done this, there would have been a fairly radical crowd, I suppose. What's the crowd like now?
Well, look, the crowd, it does have its radical fringes, I have to say. There are plenty of foreign activists here. There is even a group of fashion designers and a bunch of homeless people from Osaka. Now, you're probably wondering what homeless people are doing here. They were actually employed by the operator of the Fukushima plant, TEPCO, to go in and help clean up the plant. They drew on a few of those homeless people, so the homeless have decided they'll come out in this anti-nuclear rally. But generally, there is what you'd call a mainstream crowd. We've been speaking to housewives from Tokyo, also a couple of salarymen who have the day off because of the holiday, and they're all down here to protest. And I have to say, this is probably the first protest I've covered in 3 years in Japan where the protesters have actually outnumbered the police.
Now, Tokyo is quite a long way from Fukushima. How are these people, how do they believe that they've been affected?
Well, in fact, there are people from Fukushima who've come down, Mark. There are busloads after busloads. We've spoken to some people from Iedate Village, which is one of the villages that many people have evacuated. But yes, Tokyo is about 240 kilometres from Fukushima, but the people here feel that they've been impacted too, not quite as badly as the Fukushima people, of course, but they've had to watch what they buy at the shops. There's been vegetables contaminated, beef contaminated. There's even been a couple of samples of Tokyo tap water that have had unacceptable levels of radioactive cesium in them. So the Tokyo people believe that, yes, there have been impacts on them, but also this is a show of solidarity for the people of Fukushima, the people who've been forced out of their homes, the 80,000 people who no longer can go back to their homes, and many of them will not be able to go back to their homes for many decades.
Do people believe they're being told the truth now by the government and by TEPCO, the Tokyo nuclear power company?
No, they do not. In fact, every day it seems more revelations come out about what was really going on at the time. In fact, we heard from the former Prime Minister Naoto Kan. He was the leader when the Fukushima meltdowns occurred, when the disaster happened, the earthquake and the tsunami. And he's revealed that TEPCO actually wanted to abandon the plant, to pull all the workers out and just leave the plant to bubble away on its own. He's also made the extraordinary claim that they were making a worst-case scenario that could have involved the evacuation of Tokyo. That's about 30 million people, and he said that would have caused so much chaos, Japan could essentially have not been able to function as a state. Now, these revelations have come out 6 months after the actual nuclear disaster, so people are really tired of hearing about the truth 6 months after the event.
What do they think is being covered up now, then?
Well, what people are very concerned about is the ongoing threat from radiation, radioactive contamination. How much radiation went into the ocean, for example? We've heard a couple of weeks ago that it was probably three times what TEPCO admitted. What about, the soil contamination? Contamination of the rice crop, which is a staple food here in Japan. Also, just how much did this government know about what was going on inside the nuclear plant at the time of the disaster? According to the former Prime Minister, Mr. Kan, they didn't know much because TEPCO wasn't telling them. So it's either incompetence or just sheer inability to control the situation. The Japanese people, it has to be said, seem to have less and less hope and trust in their government every day.
Mark Willacy, our Tokyo correspondent.